Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier.
I'll be expecting you to get a haircut by Friday.
Forget it, Dad. That won't change anything.
Forget nothing. You'll do as I say as long as you're living in my house.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get
a little easier. He knows I'm not feeling well. And yet he doesn't take one second out to help his mother. His only concern is for himself.
Come on, Ma. What do you want from me?
Don't argue with your mother. Just shut up and listen.
But, Mom, all my friends will be there.
I said no. Can't go.
But why?
I don't want you in that neighborhood.
Why? What's wrong with that neighborhood?
I don't like the kind of people living there.
What's wrong with them?
Never mind. Someday you'll thank me.
Are you sure no one kept you company tonight while you were babysitting?
What's that supposed to mean?
Just curious.
Admit it, Mom. You don't trust me.
Where are you going now?
To my friend's house.
Don't you have things to do in the house? Don't you have any homework? Why don't you sit down and read a book?
Oh, Mom.
Don't go, Mommy. You're wasting your life away with foolish things.
What are you talking about? How about your bridge club and your ladies' groups and your parties and your daytime programs? What about all that?
That's different.
Ma, I'll be home at 11.
You'd better be home at 10. Or don't bother to come home at all.
I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, helping to pay for the food and the rent.
I don't understand. What's that got to do with me?
If you can't figure that out for yourself, you're stupid.
Hey, Dad, did you see my new guitar? I joined a group.
Son, there's a little bit more to life than joining a group, playing a guitar.
Yeah, Dad? What is there to life?
Life. Once you understand.
Life.
Things get a little easier. Once you understand. Things get a little easier. Once you understand. Things get a little easier. Once you understand. Things get a little easier. Once you understand.
Mr. Cook?
Yes?
Do you have a son named Robert? Robert Cook, age 17?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cook. You better come down to the station house. Your son is dead.
Dead? How?
He died of an overdose.
Oh, my God.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier once you understand.